Right from our childhood till date, we have been hearing consistently about moral values and virtues, which are love, compassion, humility, tolerance, and so on. Out of these virtues, if we talk about love, I was thinking of how to put or apply this in our daily practical life.
Exactly, as the benefit from all these virtues can only be derived when we remove this massive gap created between theoretical knowledge and practicality.
Today, in this episode of Soul Vibes, we will talk about self-love and self-healing. I am Bobby Chima.
And I am Richa.
Hi, Nankar ji.
Bobby ji, I am reminded of a story. Once, Swami Vivekananda ji was delivering his speech, and while addressing his audience, he said, "I want reformers." Each and every person present there wanted to be a reformer, so they all raised hands in response. Vivekananda ji said, "I did not complete my sentence. I want reformers who can reform themselves." Most of the hands went down after hearing this.
It means the most important journey is the one which starts from within, that is self. So if we want to understand out of all the virtues, the most important yet scarce is love. I understand it this way, that if we want to love others, we need to love ourselves first.
Do you mean self-love?
Exactly. Self-love is as important as loving others. Richa ji, I am reminded of an example here that when an aeroplane is to take off, we are instructed to put our own oxygen mask before we help others to wear it. In case of an emergency, similarly we say this also, that whatever I have in me or in store, I'll be able to give that only to others. So, if I have love, only then I'll be able to love others.
Very well, Bobby ji. We have often heard people say, you cannot pour from an empty vessel, or only a charged object can charge other objects, implying that before spreading love around, it needs to be inside us first. To shed some more light on this topic, self-love, we have Reverend Taruna Gandhi ji from Gurgaon with us.
Dhanankar ji.
Dhanankar ji, Bobby ji, Dhanankar ji, Richa ji. I'm reminded of a quote by the Dalai Lama, listening to your thoughts, which goes like, if you don't love yourself, you cannot love others. You will not be able to love others. If you have no compassion for yourself, you are not capable of developing compassion for others. And taking this further, I often feel that when we talk of self-love, is there a moral dilemma? Are we talking of putting ourselves before others? Is it right for us to think of ourselves before we think of others? But self-love has to be taken on the spiritual plane, and when we consider it on the spiritual plane, we talk of self-love being the self which is within us, which is the divine within each one of us. We all know that we have the divine, we are housing the divine, and we bow to the divine in each other. Why not first to yourself? Because we have to look within us. And the heart that we talk of is actually the true self. When we are connected with this heart, the true self, that is when the love starts flowing. And when we see love flowing from us, it's not restricted just to us, but it starts spreading to others around us, bringing happiness to them as well. Because after all, it is about finding your happiness, finding your own self-worth. I'm reminded of a story that I read of a seagull. The seagull was always wanting to explore the extraordinary. He wanted to move out of his comfort zone that the gulls were used to. And he did do that, because he knew he was unique. He knew he had a journey and a destination. And he crossed all limits, he crossed all barriers, and he achieved the impossible. And in spite of him being ostracized and exiled, he still had love in his heart because he felt he needed to come back and teach others to fly like him. That is how it is. There is never any hatred in anybody. You know, the negative emotions of anger or greed, these are just emotions which come when we are not connected to this Almighty and we are not listening to our hearts. That is why they say that you go within, there is healing. Even if I look at a wound, a common wound, it starts healing from inside. The skin forms later, but the healing starts from within. So the best way of actually exploring, spreading happiness, bringing happiness to others, and first to yourself, because you can only spread, as you said rightly, that you what you have, you spread. So that is only possible when I look within me and I improve myself and I transform from that physical to the actual soul that I am. So that is my idea, that this is how self-love should be taken, Richaji, Bobbyji.
Amazing, Ji. Bobbyji, how beautifully has Sarnaji explained what self-love actually is and what it is to be one with self. Let us be one from within and without. Let us heal ourselves to help heal the world.
Perfectly said, Richaji. I also feel that whatever happens around us, positive or negative, if we are able to maintain our inner peace without getting disturbed because of that, is also part of self-love.
I agree, Bobbyji. But don't you think when the circumstances are not favorable, it almost becomes difficult to maintain that peace? How does then self-love help in maintaining that calm or that peace or that sahajavastha?
Well, what happens is that for some it is difficult and for others it is very easy to do. When we are not connected to our source, everything becomes difficult. On the other hand, when we are connected with Nankar, with God, it becomes easy and natural because this is virtue of soul and virtues are prominent when we are connected to our source.
Ji, let us continue with our divine discussion on self-love after this beautiful devotional song.
If you love somebody who loves you, what's so great in it? Greatness lies when you love somebody even if he doesn't love you.
There's a battle going on between love and hate. Why is the earth in an awful state? There's a battle going on between love and hate. Why is the earth in an awful state? It's our world, we can put it right.
Let the vision of love become our sight.
It's our world, we can put it right.
Let the vision of love become our sight.
Hate is a narrow, us apart. Love is a waterfall flowing through our hearts.
If you cease to love, you cease to live. It's not just about taking, you have to give. Realization of God is the beginning. We've got to find the source, loving is living.
Love is like the sun, shining brightly in the sky. Hate makes the teardrop which falls from one's eye.
Love is the fragrance of the blooming rose. Hate is born of ego. Stop it before it grows.
Hate is the fire.
Love sets me free.
If you cease
cease to live. It's not just about taking, you have to give. Realization of God is the beginning. We've got to find the source. Loving is living.
Before the song, we were discussing about the concept of self-love. And when I talk about self-love, self-healing is also something which comes to my mind. And according to me, self-healing starts with self-love. Or rather, they go hand in hand. We often hear love is the panacea to everything. And hence here too, self-love heals all the wounds.
Of course, yes. As we know, self-healing is required when there is hurt. However, at the same time, when we realize our true self, self-realization through God-realization, and we know that we have the ability to liberate ourselves from all the sufferings. So that is the point when the process of self-healing starts. This is where you stop blaming others for your situations, and there is a graceful acceptance for whatever is happening around us. And then the entire focus is on what we started with, self-reform.
Rightly said, I totally agree with you. So, to learn a little more about self-love, we have Samdarsh Nayarji with us from Gurgaon. Samdarsh ji, I would like to know from you that when we talk about self-love, we usually talk about improving ourselves every single day. What are your thoughts on this continuous process of self-improvement and not being stagnant in life?
Richa ji, Bobby ji, I recall a prayer from my school days. Humko man ki shakti dena, man vijay karein, dusaron ki jay se pehle, khud ko jay karein. So I always used to wonder whether I am listening it right or whether, you know, it means right. Because, you know, we have always learnt about service before self, that we serve others before we think about ourselves. But here we say ki dusaron ki jay se pehle khud ko jay kare. So I further dwelled into this, and what I found is that this means that God, give me the strength that I can conquer my mind, that I conquer myself so I can conquer everybody's hearts. And so as this prayer further reads, bhed bhav apne dil se saaf kar sake, doston se bhool ho to maaf kar sake, jhoot se bache rahe, sach ka dam bhare, dusron ki jay se pehle khud ko jay kare. So the emphasis here has been on the self, that I have to forgive my friends, my family. I have to remove the barriers from myself, from my heart. So it is working on myself. It is I. As a poet has also said, that your task is not to seek for love. Don't look for love outside, but simply seek and find the barriers within yourself that you have built against love. So when I demolish these barriers of caste, color, religion, creed, race, so love is anyways flowing and my heart is open to accept, to receive, and to reciprocate, and to give back. And further, you know, I have been reading, you know, in fast few months, we all must have been, you know, like reading in the newspapers, that many international sports people, they are not participating in key tournaments because they are citing reasons of lack of mental well-being. They are citing reasons of, you know, anxiety. And so it is very, very important that we also invest in ourselves. We invest in our own well-being, whether it is physical well-being, mental well-being, social well-being, emotional well-being, and most importantly, spiritual well-being. And we see that this is what our true masters have also been teaching us, whether it was Run for Oneness, whether it is the cricket tournaments, or whether, you know, we see the recent vichars of Sadhguru Mataji, where the emphasis has been on tolerance and patience within the family, and also a good social conduct with our neighbors, with our society. And only when we are ourselves healthy in every way, when we are ourselves complete in, you know, every way, can we contribute to the society. Only then will we be able to spread the message of our true master, the message of oneness, the message of love. You know, otherwise we would be a liability to the society. And so once we are full of love, that is what we will give back. However, it is very important to differentiate between self-love and self-obsession. I should be able to understand that while I have to improve myself, I do not build a cocoon or a comfort zone within which I remain, I stay. I am self-centered, I am selfish, self-pampered, and I do not care about others. And I dissolve myself of my responsibilities. That should not be the meaning of self-love. Self-love means to give. Self-love means to be so much full of love that I can give back the love to everyone. And so this fine line, I should not cross from self-love to being self-obsessed.
Wonderfully put, Samdarshi. We learned from you that self-love means improving every aspect of our being, and it helps us contribute back to the society. Even Sadhguru Mata Sudiksha Ji Maharaj mentioned that every single day we need to strive to be the best versions of ourselves.
It's so wonderful, Richa Ji.
When I talk about the improvement journey, Bobby Ji, a lot of times we are faced with a dilemma like what is right and what is wrong, which creates doubts in our lives, and they somehow hamper our self-love and self-healing process. These doubts, which somewhere help us in self-introspection, but at the same point of time, they should never overpower our self-love journey.
Well, Richa Ji, I think doubting yourself is perfectly normal. It entirely depends on how you use it. If it causes you to be consumed by a guilt, then it won't serve any constructive purpose. However, doubting yourself leads to the purpose of introspection. It may very well lead you towards self-improvement. And self-improvement, we surely know, is nothing but self-love only. And also, I am reminded of an incident. What happened was, I organized a function at my place, and I invited most of my friends. One friend of mine had gone home, which was far off and in some other state. She was supposed to reach one day prior to my function, but she didn't come. When I called her to ask, she just said that she couldn't come and did not tell me the reason. I was upset, and on the day of my function, she kept messaging and calling me for half day, and I did not respond. Then all of a sudden, a thought came in my mind that I should not lose her friendship just for this small reason. I thought of introspecting myself, that I can also be wrong, and I should ask her the reason that why she couldn't come. And on asking, she told me that her mother was sick and she was hospitalized.
Such a beautiful example, Bobbyji. It clearly shows how the process of doubting and introspecting helped you not lose such a dear friend of yours. Bobbyji, now let's hear a little more on this beautiful topic of self-love from Reverend Avnish Dugalji from Delhi.
Dhanankarji, I happen to read some beautiful lines which go like, love is the water of life. Even a speck of love should not go unappreciated. Such is the beauty of love that all beings need it. Might sound a bit philosophical, but that's the way it is. I would like to quote a real life example. A few days ago, I had to travel along with my friend at 4 in the morning. So the locality where I live has 3 gates, 2 of which remain closed throughout the night and are opened at 5 a.m. in the morning. And these 2 are closer to my place. So the night before, I decided to request one of the security guards for opening the gate in the morning. At 4 in the morning, he said to me that his shift will get over in an hour and he won't be there in the morning at 4. Also, he told me that the new guard who will take his place is a stickler for rules and won't open the gate before 5. I got a bit worried after listening to him. Next morning, I approached the new guard with all the love and humbleness in my heart, and to my surprise, he immediately agreed to my request. At that moment, it hit my mind that although I was using love as a tool to get the job done, however, the instantaneous effect of love startled me. And here I would like to quote Charlie Chaplin. The quote goes like, "You need power only when you want to do something harmful. Otherwise, love is enough to get everything done." So, if love is the ultimate remedy, then I believe it is good enough to bring any kind of change within us. So I guess losing ourselves to love is the best we can do to win.
All that we have discussed so far regarding self-love, starting from what self-love is, the need to accept ourselves, continuous improvement, and self-introspection, this all might look like a lot of work, and self-love journey may even sound a bit difficult to start. Whereas, when we talk about any area of spirituality, effortless bliss is something which is always talked about. For effortlessness to seep in our self-love journey, we need to make sure that there's a constant establishment of the soul's connection with the super soul, that is Nirankar.
Exactly. In fact, this is not difficult at all if we take the light and learnings of our Sadhguru Mata Sudiksha Ji Maharaj at each and every step of our life. As Nirankar is complete, as Sadhguru is complete, so is love. We don't need to understand it. What we have to do is, we just have to be love. And that is when we start flowing. And as we have often heard in satsang, ki humne is nirankar se judkar nirankar mein ho jana hai.
So now let us pray unto the holy feet of Sadhguru Mataji that we are always connected to Nirankar. And then this love will automatically flow through our whole being and eventually spread around. With this, we take your leave.
Dhyan Nirankar Ji.